Welcome back to your Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Coble. Now, this week we have a lot of exciting things going on, and so I look forward to the information that we're getting ready to present. We're actually going to have Autumn Miller online, and she's going to talk a little bit about the Kingdom 3v3 tournament that is going to be upcoming. So we're here with Autumn Miller. She participates with Crosstalk Outreach Ministries Incorporated. Autumn, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm super excited about this. Now, you are a minister with Crosstalk Outreach, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Crosstalk Outreach Ministries is and does?
Right. We're a faith-based organization that enriches and empowers and evangelizes the downtrodden and disadvantaged and those in recovery to win and live victoriously in Jesus Christ. So we use community events such as sports, as what you see now, sports or marches, different events to go out into the community and to minister.
Well, that's fantastic. I believe the word said that we were to go out and reach them where they're at. We weren't supposed to expect them to come to us. We were to go to them.
Right. Yes, sir.
So that is fantastic. Right. I love what this ministry is all about. Y'all have a big event coming up in Kaiser very soon. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. This is our fourth year having it in Kaiser, West Virginia. And the reason why we picked Kaiser, well, the Lord led me that way, and I'm originally from the area. This is our fourth year, but particularly we were in the DMV. Our main building is in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay.
Pastor Mark, who is senior pastor over my husband, actually, who's over Crosstalk, is originally from Hagerstown. And our main building, like I said, our main building was down there, and we did a lot of things there, but it seemed like the Lord was moving us more to Kaiser, my hometown as well. And with this outreach, we claim the whole region. We feel like wherever God needs us to be or whatever event that we want to set up or wherever the Spirit of the Lord leads us, we show up and God provides and puts it together. But Kaiser just kept pulling on our heart. And we did a Men of God march there before in that area. And then we started doing the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And then we just start incorporated ministry in with the sport, with the basketball. And we minister to the young people in between breaks. We have mainstream artists that will send down merchandise for, you know, giveaways. And we have amusement park prizes and so forth. It was just, you know, God just opened the door to just be a blessing and to lift some of the young people up in the community. So that's why we're there in Kaiser. And plus in Kaiser, it's, you know, it's a peaceful setting. It's just, you know, for the people to come out of the city there, it's nice. You've got the pool. We have people from Columbus, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, down lower in the DMV area would come up to Kaiser in our past couple years and just enjoy themselves and to see the scenery, the mountains, and how well the community is so nice. So they enjoy themselves. That was another reason why we wanted to have it in Kaiser as well, because having it in a city, you have to have a lot more, and it's just a lot of stress. I'm not even gonna lie.
Right.
But it's more or less we're doing it where God wants us to do it at. So that was the one thing, because we really believe that God hasn't forgot about Kaiser and the people in Kaiser. So we're just the vessel that God is using.
That's awesome. And a lot of people don't realize this, but when you get into those major metropolitan areas with the big cities,
yes,
a lot of those folks don't know or don't get to see what God made as far as the environment goes, because it's basically
right.
Concrete and brick.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's eye-opening to them, and they get to come out and they get to enjoy nature and everything that was created that way and get that peaceful
right.
feeling of just being at one with the creation.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And my family from, I cut you off, but the family that comes down, well, he won't be with us this year because they had a lot of death, but Minister Ryan Bailey from Columbus, Ohio, Ward Harvest Church from Rod Parsley is the pastor. He's been a friend of ours for many, many years, and every event that we've had, we had men conferences, prayer conferences, he's been at a few of our basketball tournaments in Kaiser, they enjoy themselves. Even though they're coming down and do the work of the Lord, they even get blessed. Right. They love it down there. And the people, they said, you know, the people in the community are so nice, and every time they come down, they really enjoy themselves. Well, we'll miss them this year, but we do have Pastor Michael coming from Frederick, Maryland. He'll be up, Michael Smith, he'll be up with us this year, and I do believe that the young men will relate to him and will be excited to hear the message that day. So we normally play one game and then break, play two games and break, then we incorporate the speaker in for that day. And we normally have a prayer tent each year, but we're not going to do that this year. It's a prayer box that we're going to use, and then we'll follow up with the baptism the weekend after that.
All right. So it's in Kaiser. Where in particular in Kaiser are we going to be doing this at?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. We're doing it at Brooks Park there by the city pool. And shout out to the city council. I have to give the mayor and the city council a shout out for getting that court up to par, because the past couple of years it's been kind of dangerous playing on there because of the condition of the court.
Right.
A lot of people had asked me, what would we want to go play at the West End? But the fellas didn't want to go there. They liked that location. And for whatever reason, I also think that was a divine location, and God wanted us to be at that location. So we just went earlier this year and talked to the city board, went to one of their meetings, and they said they were going to update the court, and which they did. And the line should be on the courts this week. So we want to say thank you for everybody in Kaiser for making that happen.
I was going to say, I know, like you said, the court wasn't in the greatest condition for quite a while. And I knew they had repaved and put new backboards up. And it looks so much better. I know that they're still currently in works of getting the lines down for you.
Yeah, he called Councilman Ryan had called, I think, a couple of days ago, because I reached out and tried to figure out what about time they were going to do that. I think they were running a little behind, but this week he called, left a message, and said it'll be done by Wednesday. So it'll be ready to go by Saturday, because I knew they knew we were having that tournament, because that was another thing that I brought up in the meeting, is because I don't want to tell all my vision, but I do want to bring some very important people down that Kaiser might not been ever had a chance to see before, because I also have connection in the Christian industry with mainstream artists and people like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just want to say to them, if I'm bringing people here, you want to be, kind of presentable. You know what I mean? You represent your city,
Well, absolutely.
So I did bring that to their attention. They've been so well. And even the chief, that was one thing I prayed about. And that was another reason why I didn't want to have it in the city, because I would definitely have to have tight security. And our first year and second year, we really didn't have any police presence. But this last year and this year, we will have police being there. And one reason why I say that is because it is open to every state this tournament is. And I don't know everybody that's coming there. And we welcome everybody, but we just want to make sure everybody's safe as well.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Now, how many teams do you have, and where are they coming from this year?
Oh, man, good question. We normally take 12 teams, right?
Right.
And this tournament is open up to every state. So this year, I scan everybody. When you sign up for the tournament, you have to be ready to go. I take three players, and you can have a sub if you want, so that's four players. And everybody has to register all at one time. But it seems like everybody this year is kind of more of local. I'm seeing people from Moorfield, Kaiser, and Cumberland this year.
Okay.
And this year I think I have 11 teams. I had to cut one, but I normally take 12, and that's good. We're going to play it out. Even if we had four, we would play it out, because the purpose is still what God wants to do.
Now, as far as speakers go, you say that there is a pastor coming from Hagerstown?
From Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, yeah. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
And is
Frederick.
And he'll do the speaking, what is it, in between games?
Yes. Mm-hmm. His name is Michael Smith.
Okay.
Pastor Michael Smith.
And of course,
sir.
Your end goal is that hopefully those in attendance and those participating will be accepting to the message in their heart, correct?
Right, correct. Our theme is Matthew 6:33. That's why it's called Kingdom 3-on-3.
Uh-huh.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything shall be added unto you. Just basically just let him know, you know, put God first in your life.
That's awesome.
And so forth. And then we pray with them and just let them know that we're there for them. We don't shove it down. This is why our outreach, we don't shove it down their throat. We just plant a seed.
Right.
And God does the rest, you know?
I've always been told and I've always shared, our jobs isn't, they're not always to convert right there on the scene. Like you said, one person may be to plant the seed, another comes along to water, and the other to continue to nurture it as it grows until it's time for that fruit to be picked.
Right, exactly.
But y'all have some other events going, not really events, but there's other things that are going to be going on besides just the basketball tournament, right?
Right. We got rained out last year, but we was doing the Walk with Jesus, the walk-a-thon, but we got rained out, and then we kind of, it was in the fall, so it pushed into the colder weather. And so people wanted to come back this fall, so we're going to try to see if we can make that happen. That was another thing that we were going to do. Now, with the walk-a-thon, it was just would be kind of like a prayer walk, basically. But we would just pray over Kaiser, pray over the region, and just a fellowship among the body of Christ with that event, and to let them know that we're there if they, you know, the community, once again, if they needed us, we're available.
That's fantastic. JTF is going to be there as well, is that correct?
Yes, JTF will be there for the basketball tournament. They've been there, this will be their second time. Last year they got rained out, so they wasn't able to make it. Also, that Chew Concession, I think that's what the name of it is, a Taco Concession, and Color Streak, I'm looking here up, Color Streak. So they will be there too. I had a lot of vendors a year before, but I didn't do it this year because I'm still taking consideration with, you know, we're dealing with COVID still.
Right.
So trying not to have too much, but I am inviting vendors. If they want to come, they're more than welcome to come.
Well, I sure hope that we have a great turnout for this because it is open for the public to go and watch these basketball players present their skill sets. It's open for people to hear the message that is being brought and to enjoy the facilities that is Brooks Park now, formerly known as South End. I think that was fantastic when they renamed the park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So,
yep. I agree with you, and I'm excited. The guys are excited. They can't wait to get there. I'm very busy, so they text me all through the night, or, you know, I hear from some of the players, they want to add a team, or can this one come in, and it's just exciting. I'm excited for them overall. We have a good time and looking forward to it.
Now, that's going to be Saturday, July 16th. And
yes, and we start.
Start time was what?
At 9 o'clock. We gather at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're normally there. Depending on, we're going to take a little bit more brace because it seems like every year, if it ain't rain, it's extremely hot.
Right.
So we're going to take a lot of breaks as much as possible this year. So we normally are done probably around no later than 5. Probably.
Okay.
We're there all day, yeah. And then the Kaiser Pool sometimes lets them come in afterwards and swim. So that was another reason why we like that location, too. The pool's there. The restaurant's there. It's just a real good setup.
Well, as of right now, looking at the forecast, it looks like it's going to be the upper 80s, very low percent chance of rain. So, you know, it should be a fantastic day to have an event take place. I know that they just did the Strawberry Festival again this year downtown.
Oh, yeah, I did get a chance to see that. Mm-hmm.
And they had a great turnout, way bigger than what they had anticipated. So I'm hoping that y'all have the same results. I hope we get a tremendous turnout for this event because it's through people like you and y'all's ministry selecting Kaiser that gives our, not only others from other towns something to do, but it gives our locals something to go to.
And that's such
a great thing because, and you being from Kaiser, you know that one of the biggest complaints was always there's nothing to do.
To do, right.
And so y'all are providing such a great opportunity for people to have somewhere to go, something to do that's not going to break the bank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
It's greatly appreciated. So, Autumn.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be praying over y'all's event.
I want to say one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I want to say one more thing. I'm glad you brought that up. One thing about our outreach is when you said that people are looking for something to do, we strongly believe in people being involved in the community. If this is if you're looking for a place that you could be a part of, you know, be for your community, where the Crosstalk is where it's at. We strongly believe that, and we need as much as help as possible for all the events, because we also have, I forgot to tell you this, our baseball Swing for the Heavens Derby that we're going to be trying to do this fall, probably more likely in Kaiser. More information will be announced on that. But we need as much as help as we can possibly get for these events. And if you want to stay busy, we'll keep you busy.
That's fantastic. So
yeah.
People, where can they go if they want to sign up to assist with the Crosstalk Outreach Ministries?
Yes, sir. We're on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook under Crosstalk Outreach Ministries. Also, you can, if you want to call me, you can do that too, or text, or however, whatever your communication is. And my number is listed on there on Crosstalk.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Once again, thank you, Autumn, for joining the podcast. And like I said, we'll be praying over your event, hoping for a great success and that everybody has a great time, and it's safely, everybody gets in and out safely and back to where they need to go.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, moving on. We also have going on Saturday the unveiling of a new sign honoring Jack Rollins by the Aubrey Stewart Project at the West End Playground from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have a small ceremony celebrating the life and accomplishments of Jack Rollins, and that's going to be followed by activities for the kids. Some of the activities are archery tag, bubble soccer, story time, crafts, raffles, and so much more. They're going to offer hot dogs, snow cones, and popcorn to those that are in attendance. So that's a fantastic thing, a great thing going on. So we got something happening down at Brooks Park, and now we have something going on at West End. So lots of activities. Also, New Creek Volunteer Fire Department's carnival is going to be taking place on the 14th through the 16th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're going to have rides, bounce houses, bingo, dunk tank, cornhole tournament, prizes, and great food. This year's list of people that you can dunk includes Richie O'Haver, Michael Newcomb, Luke Hoover, Jake Everline, Gary Howe, Rick Hillenbrand, Jerry Hughes, Joe Wisner, and Keith Beckman. So what a great opportunity to dunk some of these fine individuals of our city. If you like them, if you don't like them, either way, it's a good, clean way of having fun or even embarrassing yourself. I guess if you're not very good at throwing, it could be quite embarrassing because you'll spend some money and they're still going to be sitting on the chair and not in the water. But what a great event. I highly encourage you to go out. They are going to have a parade for the carnival, and I think that's happening on the 15th, but I'm not 110% positive. For more information on the carnival that's going to be going on, you can visit their Facebook page of New Creek Volunteer Fire Department. Now, the River Bully Fishing Float Silent Auction has gone off, and the winner has been announced. Darren Matlick is the winner, as he won the silent auction, getting the great prizes that River Bully Fishing Floats had auctioned off. Remember, people, all the proceeds from the silent auction went to support Coach Scott Fury and his endeavors. So thank you to everybody that participated, and congratulations once again to Darren Matlick. Now, in other news, our Kaiser Golden Tornado football team. Yes, you heard that right. I'm talking football in July, because they've been selected by the Metro News as one of the teams with the best odds of making it into the playoffs after missing the playoffs last year. Of course, we all know how last year ended. If you're an alumni, if you're a player, if you're in the community, more than likely, you know that it came down to one game to make the playoffs. That game was against the Frankfurt Falcons, and it went to overtime where we suffered a heartbreaking loss, and it killed our postseason play. Let's be honest, it has added fuel to the fire for this year's local rivalry game. Not only that, but hopefully it doesn't come down to the last game of the season. Hopefully we are well positioned for the playoffs long before that game happens. But if not, then there's going to be some sparks flying. Speaking of that rivalry game, the Mineral County Bowl has been listed as one of the must-watch games of Week 11 in the state of West Virginia by the Metro News staff as well. So, a little bit of recognition from one of the statewide news organizations, that's always a great thing. In other sports, yes, there are other sports, not just high school. Our Mineral County Little League team has won Game 1 at the state tournament against Summersville on Sunday. I don't have the score. I just got a buddy of mine that's down there and reported that. Now, they are slated to play the Elk District at 6 p.m. Sunday night. This podcast will have been re-edited and recorded by that point in time, and so I'm not going to have those results, but I'm sure if you check the Mineral County News Tribune, then you're going to be able to find out this week how the results were. So do check out the sports section later this week in our local paper to find out how that team did. We are rooting for them and cheering loudly from Kaiser and Frankfurt and the rest of Mineral County for all the kids that are involved in that. Now, jumping over to state news. FEMA has denied the request of funds to the state of West Virginia following the floods in Cabell, Putnam, and Rowan counties in May. Listen to what they cite, that the damage was not significant enough to warrant the funds. I want them to come and tell the people of Cabell, Putnam, and Rowan face-to-face that the disaster that occurred there was not significant enough to warrant funds from the federal agency. The state is planning to appeal the decision, but you know how things go as far as dealing with the government. It is a slow, long process. I mean, let's face it, that was May. So we're 2 months past that, and they just now denied our request. Now, if you like to gamble on the West Virginia lottery, then you may appreciate the fact that you can now use your debit and credit card to purchase lottery tickets. Starting this month, you no longer are required to use cash, but you do have a limit of $200 per purchase when using cards to buy lottery tickets. Now, I'm going to say this. While some people like this idea, I personally do not, and this is why. Because they included credit cards. I have no issue with a debit card. It's the same as cash, in my opinion, because that's what it is. It's coming right out of your bank account. My problem is with the credit cards because there are people who are addicted to gambling and don't know when to stop. And with a credit card, they now have the option of using money that they do not have in their bank accounts, that they do not have the finances to afford to purchase a lottery ticket on a chance to win. So in the long haul, I think this produces a much greater problem for our state and for the residents in our state, because we're going to find many people broke. They're going to be creating such large deficits of credit card debt that they cannot pay back on the whim of trying to get money out of a lottery. Your odds are against you already. Finances are tight. Times are tough. Inflation's at an all-time high. And now we're going to give them the opportunity to use the credit card to gamble on the lottery system. Bad idea by the state of West Virginia. With that being said, I'll drop it. Now, West Virginia's tax-free weekend is coming up on August 5th at 12 a.m., and that's going to last through August 8th at 11:59 p.m. People, it's a great opportunity to take advantage of this tax break and stock up on school supplies and clothing, which is primarily what it's for. and get stuff ready for school. It'll save you some time. It'll save you some money because it saves you time because hopefully you do all your shopping in those couple of days. It'll save you money because you're not going to get taxed on it. But anyway, that's beside the point. Just wanted to make you aware of the West Virginia tax-free weekend coming up so that you don't miss it. Now, if you were worried how badly the NIL was going to affect our West Virginia Mountaineers, I don't want you to worry too much. We're not the Blue Bloods. We're not going to compete with Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, USC, Ohio State, Michigan, as far as money goes. They have too much of it, and we don't have a big enough alumni to come close to catching up. But once Oklahoma and Texas are gone from the Big 12, according to recent data, our Mountaineers are going to have the highest average payout per player of all the remaining schools in our conference at $22,000 per player off of the NIL. That includes the four newest members, Houston, UCF, BYU, and Cincinnati. People, that's fantastic. No way, no how did I anticipate that we would be the highest payout school for the NIL in the Big 12. When we're at 12 schools, we will be the highest paying out. That is fantastic for a state as small as ours, and it's a tip of the hat to Oliver Luck and the rest of the people out there that are drawing in money to help keep these athletes at our school so that we don't become irrelevant. Now, the West Virginia Hope Scholarship Program has been ruled unconstitutional and put on hold this past week by a Kanawha County judge. The program would have allowed public funds to go towards those choosing to homeschool or send their kids to a charter school in our state. Now, with this ruling, that has been nipped in the bud for the time being, as I'm sure it's going to be appealed once more, and we'll see where it goes from there. But as of right now, it has been ruled unconstitutional, and the program has been put on hold. Now, on July 6th, the West Virginia State Police received a phone call of an armed suspect leaving a crash scene in Raleigh County in a stolen blue truck. The suspect was found near the Raleigh Mall and led police on a chase into Fayette County and then back to Raleigh County. After the suspect's vehicle was disabled, he exited the truck with a firearm. So after a short standoff with the police and the continued brandishing of the weapon, shots were eventually fired by law enforcement and the suspect was killed. The shooting remains under investigation. One would hope that the suspect had fired first. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to justify just shooting the guy because he didn't put the gun down. But once again, the investigation is ongoing into that matter. And if we ever get the results from that, we will release it to you. Now, if you thought COVID was a pain, which it has been, and it continues to be, and it probably will be for a long time from now, the first suspected case of monkeypox has been identified in our state in Berkeley County. Monkeypox. I don't even know how you come up with that name or why you call it monkeypox. Anyway, only 600 cases are confirmed in the nation, and it is not nearly as contagious as the COVID. So I don't want you getting all excited and worried about catching the monkeypox. A little bit harder, at least according to the CDC. So one must come into contact with an infected person or share an item with someone with the infection in order to get it. So it's not just going through the air and you're breathing it in and boom, you have it. According to the information sites, you have to be in contact, like with somebody with the blisters showing and making skin contact with them for a period of time, or using a shirt or sheets that they had on them or laid on, and then you do it too. Before washing them and therefore exposing yourself to the virus. But the current monkeypox situation isn't severe. And on the high note, they have a vaccine for it. So it's not something they're going to have to create a vaccine in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 months like with COVID, they already have a monkeypox vaccine for those who are infected or come into contact with an infected individual. If you feel like you may have monkeypox, and I don't know how you're going to know that, but if you feel like you have monkeypox, maybe you get blisters or something that start popping up on your arm, please contact your health department. Please contact your doctor or go to a hospital and get checked out, because we don't want this thing spreading all over. But at the same time, it's not going to be nearly as bad as COVID, at least for now. Now, that's all I got for news. What we have now is weather, because I haven't done the weather for you yet. And I know each and every one of you love my weather report, the inaccurate weather forecast for this week. Today, high of 88, low of 65. Only a 6% chance of rain. Should be sunny on Tuesday. High of 91, low of 66 with a 42% chance of showers. It should be overcast, and we may even see some thunderstorms going through in the morning or the evening. On Wednesday, the high of 85, low of 64. Thundershowers possible in the morning with a 65% chance of rain, and then turning sunny in the evening. On Thursday, high of 83, low of 58, only a 40% chance of rain. That's mainly in the morning time when it's going to be overcast. By the evening, we are expecting sun again. On Friday, high of 85, low of 60. This time should be sunny pretty much all day long. And then Saturday, the day with all the events and everything going on, we're looking at a high of possibly 86, low of 62. Should be extremely sunny in the morning hours, and then maybe a little bit overcast in the evening, but we're only looking at a 22% chance of rain. So we should have really good weather for all these events that are going on in our town. Now, upcoming events, besides the ones that we've already covered, July 14th, Matt Bohr is going to perform at the Balcony at 6 p.m. On July 15th, the Mineral County Child and Family Expo is going to be held at the Kaiser Primary School starting at 1 p.m. Along with a wealth of knowledge, they're going to have story time with Cat in the Hat, one of my all-time favorites, sensory bins, and obstacle courses for the kids. Food vendors will be available, and everyone in attendance is going to be entered to win a $50 gift card. So if no other reason, go down so that you get signed up for the entry into the gift card drawing, because let's face it, $50 is $50, and nowadays every penny counts. Also on the 15th, they're going to have the drug take-back day at the Kaiser Primary / Middle School starting at 1 p.m. If you have any medications that you're no longer taking, you're wanting to get rid of them, this is a great way to do so safely, so that you know that no one else is picking them out of the trash and they're not being used for inappropriate purposes. It's a great program and a great way to dispose of your medications. Also on the 15th, Acting Out for Good is presenting the modern day classic Rent at the Embassy Theater. Tickets are going to be $18 for adults and $16 for students and seniors. We also have Ken Nolan performing at the Toasted Goat at 6 p.m. And then the Allegheny County Fair is going to start at 5 p.m. They're going to have food, they're going to have rides, live entertainment, and of course, agriculture. So the Allegheny County Fair is starting this week. That means traffic is probably going to be a little congested around the Bowling Green, Cresceptown area. If you're traveling that way, just be cautious, especially at the exit off of 220 to go to the Allegheny Fair, as there's always a wreck around that area. It's kind of a rough area to get in and out of, but just use caution and be safe out there. Now on July 16th, this is my favorite part of the Allegheny County Fair, the four-cylinder and minivan demo derby at the fairgrounds, Allegheny County Fairgrounds, is going to start at 7:30 p.m. at the grandstands. Cost is $10 for general admission and $15 for box seats. Come out and watch these vehicles get totaled. Also on the 16th, if you're not at the fairgrounds, Jason McDonald will be performing at 1 p.m. at the Toasted Goat. And then Shallow Nine will be at the Honey Honey starting at 9 p.m. That's all I have for you this week, Kaiserites. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you take advantage of all the great things that are going to be happening this week in our city. Come out, enjoy the festivities, the events. These are some big-time events. The 3v3 tournament has been going on for, like Autumn said, four years, I believe. It's a great time. It brings people from all over. Like she said, this year is kind of more localized. But don't be surprised in the years to come if there's not people from different parts of the country coming out to participate. Enjoy that event. Enjoy the festivities there. And then also head over to the West End. Show support for this sign that the Aubrey Stewart Project has been able to get produced and approved to be put out next to the Lion on 220 in Kaiser. That's going to be another great event. And then also head over to New Creek. Right up the road, you're talking about, roughly about a 5 to 6 mile drive. And enjoy the carnival up there and support one of your local volunteer fire departments. And drop some of your friends or foes in the water tank. So with that being said, take care, and I will talk to you next week.